of the Heritage Financial Credit Union people. If you're in the house, please step down to the field for first pitches. If you're involved with the first pitches, please step down to the field now. Sir, it's all yours. That was the first pitch. Up next is Demetrio Morales, and remember his dad, Sergeant Ivan Morales. Now, Sergeant Ivan Morales, at the age of 42, the New York State Police lost his wife on October 28, 2022, and died related cancer. Not living related cancer. He began his long-term career in the New York City Police Department in July of 2001, while at the New York Police Academy. He and his classmates were deployed to the World Trade Center to assist in the rescue and recovery efforts at Ground Zero. He later joined the New York State Police in February of 2005 and served 17 years with the division. He was assigned to Troop T, Newburgh, and to his losses out of the camp. Tonight, in honor of Sergeant Morales, this first pitch will be thrown out by his son, Demetrio, who, like his father, is a...
It's a brand new season in Brooklyn, and the Cyclones are ready to put on the greatest show on surf.
The 1-2 to Osborne, hammered again in the air to left. Back goes Welke, way back to the warning track, and he's done it again! Drake Osborne, a multi-home run game, and Brooklyn takes a 5-0 ninth inning lead.
The 1, Parada lasers one to left, and you can forget that. That ball almost went through the ring light. A towering blast from Kevin Parada, and the Cyclones are on the board.
The 0-2, slider cut on and missed, strike three, and you can celebrate a Cyclones victory. Wilkin Ramos slams the door shut. A perfect 1-2-3, top half of the ninth inning.
You're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones pregame show, and it starts right now. Let's get you out of the ballpark with Justin Rock and Johnny Gadamowicz.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome inside Heritage Financial Park in Wappingers Falls, New York. And game one of this six-game series featuring your Brooklyn Cyclones and the homestanding Hudson Valley Renegades. Welcome into the pregame show, leading you up until our 6:05 scheduled first pitch here this evening. Brooklyn looking to return to the win column after having their three-game winning streak snapped on Sunday afternoon. A rainy day on Coney Island. Game pushed back a couple of hours because of the weather in the area. A couple of other delays throughout the course of that ball game. But Yoander Suarez started the game beautifully. Four shutout, two-hit innings, struck out eight at the start. But Brooklyn went to the bullpen in the fifth inning. Greensboro, eight runs in the fifth. That the most Brooklyn has allowed in a single inning all year. And then five more in the sixth. They only had six hits over those two innings, but the 13 runs scored in those pair of frames, the only 13 runs Greensboro needed in the contest as they went on to salvage the final game of the series, 13-6. Brooklyn, though, 13-5 still, 41-42. Another opportunity today to get back to 500 on the campaign. Still a game and a half up on Aberdeen for first place in the North. Cameron Foster will get the ball for Brooklyn this evening. 3-4, a 4.3 ERA, but Foster a 2.08 ERA over his last five starts, dating back to the June the 6th against Greenville on Coney Island for Hudson Valley. It'll be the right-hander Tyrone Yulee, 4-5, a 3.99 ERA. Last time he faced Brooklyn was the first half championship clinching game for the Renegades, in which Yulee threw seven no-hit innings, walked three, struck out seven, And if it wasn't for a one-out error in the ninth inning with Carlos Gomez on the hill, the Renegades would have clinched the division with a no-hitter that evening on Coney Island. But Brooklyn, much like the last time these two teams met here in Hudson Valley, taking 4 of 6 from the Renegades, and despite Hudson Valley holding a 48-36 record overall this year, Brooklyn has won 8 of the first 12 meetings against the Yankees affiliate so far this season, trying to take another series from their Subway Series foes. We'll take a break here on the pregame show, but when we come back, during the last road trip before the All-Star break, had a chance to sit down with tonight's left fielder, Ryland Thomas. You'll hear from him. We'll also get your starting lineups. And first pitch, Brooklyn and Hudson Valley, Mets and Yankees in South Atlantic League Baseball, coming your way in just a matter of moments on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. Oh. Yes! With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Since 1939, the National Baseball Hall of Fame has honored those who made a lasting impact on the game. This year, the illustrious careers of Scott Rolen and Fred McGriff are celebrated as they take their place among baseball's immortals and are enshrined with baseball's highest honor, the 2023 Hall of Fame induction ceremony. Live coverage begins Sunday, July 23rd at noon Eastern on MLB Network.
Back here on the Cyclones Radio Network in the pregame show, Justin Rock joined alongside one of the newest members of the Brooklyn Cyclones. That is outfielder Ryland Thomas. Ryland, been in Brooklyn now for about a week or so here in the South Atlantic League. How's the experience been for you so far?
Everything's been great. I mean, New York's a great place. Brooklyn's a great place. I've heard a lot about it before coming and have some familiar faces here with me to help me settle in, so it's been awesome.
You had a great game to open up this series against Wilmington on Tuesday. A couple of base hits, had the go-ahead RBI in the eighth inning as well. What did you feel was really working well for you yesterday?
I think just trusting my ability to succeed, and I've struggled to start this time in Brooklyn. So, I mean, just trusting myself to get back where I need to be, and, you know, trusting my teammates to get on base so I can hit them in is also a big part of it. So congrats to them as well.
Yeah, no, it was a great effort. Obviously, you mentioned got off to a little bit of a slower start than you would have liked. A big change in terms of location, going from the heat and humidity of Port St. Lucie, Florida, to a whole different atmosphere over 1,000 miles away in New York City and the Northeast in the United States. How do you try and find ways to make sure you stay confident even when you go through little blips on the radar like that?
I think just trusting that I'm here for a reason and my ability is what got me here. And you know, this game is a tough game, and there's going to be times where you go 0 for 10, 0 for 12, 0 for 20, even sometimes worse, sometimes less. You never know, but just trust in your ability, and I trust God as well, so he helps me a lot with that as well.
One of the other great things about your experience, not only here in Brooklyn, but through your first year in the Mets organization, is you've been able to share this experience with one of your college teammates at USC. DeAndre Smith has been here in Brooklyn for a couple weeks longer than you've been, but getting a chance to be drafted together in the Mets organization, now playing together again here in Brooklyn, what's that like? That's got to be awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome for sure. I mean, just being able to be with DeAndre again is something that's amazing, and, you know, the transition to pro ball was a lot easier having him by my side and being roommates with him from the start, so it's been awesome, and he's helped me out a lot.
What was that like when you saw DeAndre's name go in the fifth round last year, and then just a few rounds later, your name pops up on the screen, same organization? What were the discussions like between you two?
It was awesome. I mean, you can't really draw up a better scenario to have one of your best friends and teammates go to the same team as you, and, you know, it's just a blessing, and honestly, I couldn't be happier.
USC has a great baseball program, a great baseball history. What was it like spending your time out there in LA and get a chance to be a part of that lineage?
It was awesome to be a part of what is the greatest college baseball team in history as of right now, and it's just it's hard to beat California, and, you know, being from there, being able to play in front of my family and friends every single day was just amazing.
Now, going from California to Brooklyn, obviously playing in one of the biggest cities in the world in L.A. out in USC, to one of the other biggest cities in the world in Brooklyn and New York City, what's it been like being able to spend so much of your career in baseball over the last few years in two of the biggest cities in the world?
It's been awesome. I know I got a lot, I see a lot of different things, different people, different cultures and vibes everywhere, and it's been awesome. And I'm also very blessed to be able to have that opportunity, because not everyone gets that.
What has been the biggest difference you felt like, at least in terms of environment, playing in LA where you don't have as much humidity, to New York City and Brooklyn where you had quite a bit of humidity to close out that series last week?
The humidity is different for sure, but I mean, LA, you don't get that. You get the nice little breeze here and there, but here's a lot different, and I think I've gotten used to it being in Florida as well for a good amount of time. So I mean, it's definitely tough, but I've gotten used to it.
We've talked about the relationship between yourself and DeAndre, closing in now on a year since you were taken in the MLB draft. Take us through what that experience was like for you and your family going through the draft process, ultimately hearing your name. Did you do anything fun as with your friends and family to celebrate that moment?
It was an awesome experience, and my family and friends just got together for a little dinner before I left, and they congratulated me, and I just went on my way. And, you know, my family doesn't like to do big celebrations for things and stuff, so it was nice to just have a little gathering and go from there and just start my career.
Started your season in Port St. Lucie in the Florida State League, had a fantastic campaign, hit over 300 before joining the Cyclones. What was it like finding out from the coaching staff in St. Lucie you were moving up?
Oh, it's awesome. It's something you dream of. Moving up a level is something you always want to do, and I'm just blessed to have that opportunity.
What was it like getting to share that with your parents and your family back at home, that, hey, you're moving back up to Brooklyn, moving up a level, and getting to reconnect with DeAndre?
Oh, it was awesome. I called my mom right away and told her, and called my dad shortly after, and it was just great to share that moment with them.
Did have a little bit of a stint on the injured list while you were in St. Lucie earlier this year. How did you find ways to deal with that? What was the rehab process like, and how did you try and find ways to stay positive, because it's never easy being on the bench?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's just a mental challenge for sure, being injured. It's something I don't enjoy, being injured, so it was hard at first, not being able to do very much, but, you know, just trusting that I'm going to come back healthier than I was before, and was able to get faster and stronger during that time, so it was honestly not that bad.
One final question for you, Rylan. You're a California kid. You played at USC. Who were some of the guys that you watched growing up? Was there any favorite player, anyone you tried to mimic your game after when you were a kid playing Little League?
It was always Griffey to begin with, and then Mike Trout as I got older. But those two outfielders were two of the greatest, if not the greatest of all time. So always watching them and trying to just be like them as people more so than baseball.
You can be like them as a person as well as a ball player. You've hit the double figures, as that's two of the best people in the game, both on and off the field. Rylan Thomas, one of the newest members of the Cyclones, thank you so much for taking the time to join us. It's been such a pleasure to watch you. Best of luck the rest of the way. We'll be talking to you, my friend.
Thank you for having me. Thank you very much.
Coming up next to the pregame show, starting lineups and first pitch here on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or play. Start scoring rewards today.
Hey, Cyclones fans, have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes 4 tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. Oh. Yes! With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home
home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with every...
Since 1939, the National Baseball Hall of Fame has honored those who made a lasting impact on the game. This year, the illustrious careers of Scott Rolen and Fred McGriff are celebrated as they take their place among baseball's immortals and are enshrined with baseball's highest honor, the 2023 Hall of Fame induction ceremony. Live coverage begins Sunday, July 23rd at noon Eastern on MLB Network.
Calling all close talkers, low talkers, high talkers, anti-dentites, and those with man hands. Come on down to Coney Island on Saturday, August 19th. Yada, 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 you'll have a great time. The first 2,500 fans in attendance will receive a George Costanza bobblehead. Plus, there will be a special appearance from John O'Hurley, who famously played Jay Peterman on the show. There are special packages, including all you can drink and guaranteed bobblehead packages available as well. Don't stop for Juju Fruits. Go directly to BrooklynCyclones.com and get your tickets to this annual celebration of all things Seinfeld.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Cyclones pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to first pitch of every Brooklyn Cyclones game all season long. Let's get you back out to Justin Rock.
Thank you.
Welcome back out to Heritage Financial Park. Renegades and Cyclones getting ready for game one of this six-game series. Final trip to the Hudson Valley in 2023 for the Cyclones. Let's take a look at Brooklyn's starting lineup, put together by their manager, Chris Newell. Alex Ramirez leads off in center field. Kevin Parada behind the plate, bats second. William Lugo, third baseman, is in the three slot. Stanley Consuegra cleans up in right. DeAndre Smith reinstated off the IL yesterday. He'll bat fifth and play second base. Chase Estep is the DH in the six hole. Mateo Gil bats seventh at first base. Cesar Verbesi, the shortstop, bats eighth, and hitting ninth in left field is Rylan Thomas. Cameron Foster on the mound today for Brooklyn. This is the Hudson Valley lineup. He'll face Spencer Jones, leads off in center. Ben Cowles at second base in the two spot. Augustin Ramirez hits third behind the plate. Rafael Flores, the DH, cleans up. Christopher Familia Bats fifth in left field. Alexander Vargas, shortstop in the sixth slot. Spencer Henson hits seventh at first. Grant Richardson, a late add to the lineup. He'll bat eighth in right field, with Eduardo Torrealba rounding out the order for Hudson Valley. Batting ninth at third base. Tyrone Yuley on the mound this evening for the Renegades. 6'5", 240 pounds. Will celebrate his 22nd birthday coming up in early August from La Romana in the Dominican Republic. Yuley, 14th start, 4-5. A 3-9 ball hangs high. The count 1-0. 8 homers, 28 RBIs on the season for Lugo. 4 consecutive multi-hit games coming into play today, as Lugo takes outside. And the count 2-0. A right-hander, Yuley, works for the first base side of the rubber. Wind up to 2-0. And Lugo takes a strike. It is 2-1. A hot and humid day here in Wappingers Falls, New York. Right now, 82 degrees, according to AccuWeather, as Lugo pulls it foul. And the count evens at 2-2. Real feel at 92. 7-mile-per-hour wind gusts. American flag out in right center field, blowing a little bit towards left. Yuley working for a 1-2-3 inning. The 2-2 just outside. And it's full. 3-2. A very humid day here in Wappingers Falls. A lot of rain earlier, but all clear as we currently stand. Hazy skies. The payoff pitch outside for 4. So William Lugo works a two-out walk. He is Brooklyn's first base runner today. And that's one thing Lugo has done really well as of late, is limit the strikeouts and work more walks. Over his last 17 games now, dating back to the last time these two teams met, June the 22nd against Hudson Valley at home, 8 walks, 9 strikeouts for Lugo. And that's something you exactly want to see from a 21-year-old infielder who got off to a little bit of a slower start than he would have liked this year. Stanley Consuegra steps in, and he hops out of the way. It is 1-0. Consuegra did not play the last time these two teams met, was reinstated off the injured list following that series. The 1-0 from Yuley, and Consuegra again takes inside. It's 2-0. Stanley hitting at 246. 7 homers, 26 RBIs. Consuegra 1-for-3 with a walk on Sunday. 3-for-11 in that Greensboro series. The 2-0, and Consuegra looks at a strike. It is 2-1. Dimensions here in Hudson Valley, very similar to Yankee Stadium, but not quite exact. 325 down the line in left, 400 a straightaway center. The 2-1 is in for a strike, 2-2, and 325 down the line in right, as opposed to the usual 314 you see down the line in the Bronx. Lugo leads off first, 2-2 on Consuegra, no score. A right-hander ready at the letters. Now the 2-2 pitch, and Consuegra goes fishing for strike three. Got him on the breaking ball down, and Yuley strikes out a pair in a scoreless top half of the first. No runs, no hits, one man left on a walk at the end of a half an inning. It's Brooklyn nothing, and the Renegades coming to bat on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to have yet another exciting lineup. Jersey giveaways for the 2023 season. This year's giveaways include specialty uniforms for Pride Night, Star Wars Night, and so much more. For a full list of jersey giveaways, be sure to check out our team website at brooklyncyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
We had no business being in this business, but you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You you made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
Hi, this is Kevin Parada from Pasadena, California, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cameron Foster on the mound tonight for Brooklyn. The Hudson Valley lineup once again. Jones, Cowles, Ramirez, Flores, Familia, and Vargas with Henson, Richardson, and Torrey Alba. Rounding out the Renegades starting nine. Cameron Foster on the mound tonight. 6'5", 235 pounds, 24 years old from Houston, Texas. Foster coming off a marvelous start. That was last time out against Wilmington the day before the All-Star break began. And his first pitch of the night sails high to Jones. It is 1-0. Foster 5 2/3 innings. One run on four hits and no decision. A walk two and struck out a career-high nine. 1-0. And Jones takes high. It's two balls and no strikes. Jones on the year hitting at 264. 10 homers and 41 RBIs, leads the team in both categories. The 2-0, and Jones laid on a high fastball at 91, and it's two balls and one strike. Numbers for Foster overall this year, making his 15th appearance, 13th start. Another one misses up, and the count 3-1. Foster, a 3-4 record of 4.3 ERA, 58 hits and 58 2/3. The 3-1, and Jones off the hands. Out of play to the left, and the count full at 3-2. Foster, 28 walks, 57 strikeouts, a 262 opponent batting average. Full count. Foster a cross step towards third, the payoff. And Jones spoils it out of play to the left. And it's still a 3-2 count. Foster been pitching some of his best ball all year long. It date back to the start of June for him. His first start that month, June the 6th, at home against Greenville, as the curveball fouled back. And it's still three balls and two strikes. So his last five starts, dating back to that June the 6th game on Coney Island, 1-0 record and a 2.08 ERA, 5 earned and 21 2/3 innings. The payoff pitch, and Jones hammers one in the air to right. Back goes Consuegra, away back, and all he can do is turn and watch that one sail out by the shrubbery. Well, Spencer Jones led off the last series here at Heritage Financial Park against Brooklyn with a home run in the bottom of the first. He does the same here in this meeting. His 11th home run of the year gives Hudson Valley a 1-0 lead. 105.9 miles an hour off the bat, 392 feet, and Jones just ended up winning that battle against Foster. Was a pitch down, that's where Jones likes it. Right into that uppercut style swing, and he barreled it way out of the ballpark to right center field. One of the Yankees' top prospects, as Ben Cowles fouls it out of play. It is 0-1. First home run Foster has allowed since May, back on May the 31st. The 0-1 to Cowles misses up and in. And it's even at a ball and a strike. Cowles hitting at 251, 7 homers and 26 RBIs. The 1-1, curveball at the letters, called strike, and it runs to 1-2. Umpiring crew tonight behind the plate, calling balls and strikes, Brian Laws, with Elliot Melton on the bases. 1-2, and a swing and a miss, got him. Up the ladder with a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. And a good bounce back by Foster. A four-pitch strikeout. His first of the night. That paint in the corner punch up brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn in the Bronx. Reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Now it's Augustine Ramirez. Joined Hudson Valley a few weeks back. Did not appear on their roster the last time these two teams met. And takes a curveball strike. Ramirez, 13th game with Hudson Valley, 21 for his first 50. 11 of his 21 hits have gone for extra bases. Here's another strike, 0-2. Ramirez, two homers and 10 RBIs, a 420 batting average. Righty ready. Now the 0-2, and Ramirez fouls it away. It remains at no balls and two strikes. Ramirez joined the Renegades from Single-A Tampa on the 29th of June. So basically immediately after these two teams met on Coney Island, the 0-2 pitch, slider outside, and it's 1-2. That's a new pitch in Foster's arsenal. Has started using that pitch more and more often over the course of his last several starts. 1-2. Swing and a foul tip into the glove of Parada for strike three. So after the leadoff home run by Jones, back-to-back strikeouts recorded by Foster. And there are two out in the bottom of the first. Got him on the 94-mile-an-hour heater. That pain in the corner strikeout brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn in the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Here comes Rafael Flores. And the first pitch to him, the slap to the right. And the count 0-1. Flores, the DH today, hitting at 291. Two homers and 22 RBIs. 732 OPS. The 0-1. And Foster misses outside. It's even at a ball and a strike. Defensively behind Cam today, left to right of the outfield, Ryland Thomas, Alex Ramirez, and Stanley Consuegra. Cameron above the belt, now the 1-1. There's a fastball in there for a strike, 1-2. Third to first around the infield, William Lugo, Cesar Berbessi, DeAndre Smith, and Mateo Gill, with Kevin Parada doing the catching behind the plate. Lugo playing towards the line. A 1-2. And this a chopper over the mound. Fielded by DeAndre Smith. Plays it on to first. And the side retired. But the Renegades strike first on the leadoff home run by Spencer Jones at the end of an inning of play. 1-0 Hudson Valley on the Cyclones Radio Network.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
Since 1939, the National Baseball Hall of Fame has honored those who made a lasting impact on the game. This year, the illustrious careers of Scott Rolen and Fred McGriff are celebrated as they take their place among baseball's immortals and are enshrined with baseball's highest honor.
DeAndre takes his lead throw back to first. And Smith dives in safely. That one outside. And the count is 2-0. Smith leads off first. Righty's 2-0 pitch. And he stepped. Takes a called strike, and the count is 2-1. He stepped. And the game on Sunday against Greensboro. 0-3 with a walk. Making the start at first base as this one ripped into right. But playable for Richardson, who makes the catch. Smith held up halfway, now retreats. And there is one down in the top half of the second inning. Brings up Mateo Gill. Gill did not play in Sunday's loss. Was 0-1 in the victory on Saturday. Walked three times and scored a run. Mateo hitting .199 in Brooklyn. Seven homers, 23 RBIs. And he takes down by the shoelaces. It is 1-0. Hudson Valley tonight wearing the navy pinstriped home whites. Renegades in navy block lettering across the chest. Navy numerals front and back with a silver border, the 1-0. And Gill can't hold up on the pitch outside. And it's even at a ball and a strike. Navy pinstriped home white pants all the way down to the ankles for Yuli. Throw back to first. Not in time, says Melton. He paused before making the call. A good move by Yuli. But DeAndre deemed safe at first base. White and black Nike cleats buried into the ballpark mound as Gill hammers one in the air to left. Back goes Familia. Away back to the track, and all you do is turn and watch that one sail out of here. Mateo Gill, his eighth home run of the season. A two-run shot to the left of the video board. And the Cyclones get a hit off Tyrone Yuli. They score two runs as well. It's 2-1 Brooklyn in the top of the second inning. 98.4 miles an hour off the bat. 364 feet for Mateo. And Gill, his second home run of the season in this ballpark, giving Brooklyn their first lead of the day. So bases are empty and one out as Cesar Berbessi takes down an in for ball one. So after Yuli no hit and shut out Brooklyn over seven innings last time, gives up a home run for his first hit in 8 1/3 innings against the Cyclones as Berbessi takes a strike. It's 1-1. Cesar 0-3 with a walk on Sunday. And he takes a strike on the inside corner. It is 1-2. For Bessie hitting at .229, a homer and 15 RBIs. Lefty batter with an open stance, the 1-2 pitch. And Berbessi takes up. And it's even, two balls and two strikes. Renegades tonight, Navy cap, Navy bill, with the white interlocking HV logo on the front. 2-2. Berbessi takes outside. And the count runs full. Now white swooping raccoon tail underneath the interlocking HV. Payoff pitch, and Berbessi taps it foul to the left. It remains at three balls and two strikes. Opening game of this six-game series, 6 o'clock start tonight, will be a matinee tomorrow at 11 o'clock in the morning. The payoff pitch inside nearly hits Berbessi, ball four. So the second walk tonight allowed by Yuli. And the Cyclones have one on, one out, two runs already in for the left fielder, Rylan Thomas. Thomas joined Brooklyn after the last series against the Renegades. Lefty hitter with an open stance, and he takes a strike on the inner half. And Yuli jumps ahead 0-1. Thomas on the season hitting at .287, a homer, 11 RBIs, 6-4, 28 in 10 games of the Cyclones. Runner goes, and Thomas rips it deep down the right field line. Does it have enough distance? Yes, it does! Rylan Thomas, a two-run homer. His first Cyclones long ball, the second home run of the inning, and Brooklyn takes a 4-1 second inning lead. Just the second home run of his season between St. Lucie and Brooklyn. The second home run of his pro career. And Brooklyn, after not being able to pick up a hit against Yuli in 8 1/3 innings from his last start until this very inning, have picked up 4 runs on 2 hits in this second inning alone. 97.9 miles an hour off the bat, 348 feet out to straightaway right. And it has been home run derby so far tonight. Here in Wappingers Falls, 5 runs on the strength of 3 long balls. So Brooklyn has jumped in front by 3. Turn the batting order around Alex Ramirez. Rounded out on the first pitch of the game. Takes a called strike. It is 0-1. Alex hitting at 226. 5 homers, 37 runs batted in. That leads the team. This one foul to the left. And it's quickly 0-2. Yuli. Those the 10th and 11th home runs he has allowed all year. Tied with Zach Messenger for the most surrendered by a Renegade this season. Now giving up home runs in each of his last 3 starts as Ramirez takes outside and the count 1-2. A 1-2 to Alex. This hit on the ground at third. Scooped on the forehand by Torrey Alba. Spinning throw to first in time. 2 away. So bases empty and 2 out. For Kevin Parada. This one to Parada, ripped fair down the left field line, body scattering by Brooklyn's left field bullpen. Parada will cruise in a second, and he's in there standing with a 2-out double. That ball sizzling off the barrel of Parada just stayed fair by a matter of inches down the left field line. 99 miles an hour off the bat on KP's 2-base hit. And the Cyclones in business once again in this second inning. Parada is team-leading 18th double of the year. Came into play today, top 5 in the league in that category. So Brooklyn with a man at second and 2 out. Lugo, the 8th man to bat in the inning. Walked in, was stranded at first in the opening frame. And he takes a breaking pitch inside. And the count 1-0. Yuli, a 16-pitch first inning. 23 so far in the second. Parada dancing off the bag. Yuli's 1-0, and Lugo chops it in the box. It's even at a ball and a strike. But Yuli, after the 7 no-hit innings against Brooklyn on the 20th of June, has now surrendered 5 home runs in his last 3 starts. The 1-1, and Lugo nearly gets hit by the belt. Raises his hands out of the way. And the count moves to 2 balls and a strike. Yuli, the right-hander. 4-seam, 2-seam fastball, slider and changeup. The 2-1. And Lugo watches the change drop in for a strike. And it's even at 2-2. Sun still shining on the diamond. Lights have yet to be flickered on. Yuli trying to get out of further damage. The 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Change up at 84. And Yuli picks up his 3rd K. However, Brooklyn sends 8 men to the plate and club a pair of 2-run home runs in the inning. A 2-run shot by Mateo Gill and another, the first of his Cyclones career, for Ryland Thomas. At the end of 1.5, 4-1 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket, as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, BrooklynCyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
Since 1939, the National Baseball Hall of Fame has honored those who made a lasting impact on the game. This year, the illustrious careers of Scott Rolen and Fred McGriff are celebrated as they take their place among baseball's immortals and are enshrined with baseball's highest honor, the 2023 Hall of Fame induction ceremony. Live coverage begins Sunday, July 23rd at noon Eastern on MLB Network.
Hola, soy César Berbesi de la ciudad de Maracay, Venezuela, y está escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Ciclones.
So after Spencer Jones blasted a home run in the bottom of the opening inning, Brooklyn decided to give Cameron Foster some help with a pair of long balls of their own. 4-1 Cyclones as he moved to the home second. Familia, Vargas, and Henson. Three due up for the Renegades in the frame. Christopher Familia will lead things off, left-handed batter. And he lines the first pitch off the glove of the third baseman Lugo, kicks behind him. And Familia will be safe at first base with a single. Hit it hard, 99 miles an hour. Lugo got his glove up a hair late. And it hit off the edge of the webbing. And a kick behind him. So Familia on with a leadoff base hit. Sends up the switch hitting shortstop Alexander Vargas, who takes a curveball high for ball one. Vargas hitting at 213 in 65 games. Six home runs, 34 RBIs. The righty's pitch ripped down the left field line out of play. And it's even at a ball and a strike. Brooklyn tonight wearing the road grays with navy sleeves. BKLYN, an old English navy lettering arched across the chest as Parada slowly out to the mound to have a talk with Foster. Navy numerals front and back with a powder blue border on those gray tops. Gray pants. Foster has them all the way down below the ankles. Navy piping along the side. Foster with the royal blue and white Met-colored cleats buried into the Heritage Financial Park mound. Navy cap, navy bill for Brooklyn today with the powder blue interlocking BC logo on the front. Vargas did not play on Sunday against Bowling Green, the 1-1. Foul to the left, it is 1-2. Vargas 1-for-4 on Saturday with a run scored and an RBI. Familia takes his lead. A 1-2 from Cam. Hit on the ground, a second could be two, but goes right through the legs of DeAndre Smith. In a right center field, making a bid for second base is Vargas, and he's out by a mile. Familia goes to third, but Consuegra, a good job charging on that ball. Quickly fired in to second base, where Berbesi applied the tag, and Smith just a little bit too giddy about that potential double play ball, got his glove down late, preparing for a flip on to second for a double play. So it'll be an error on Smith that allows Vargas to reach, and the runner Familia to advance to third. Infield comes in for Spencer Henson, who takes outside. It is 1-0. Oh. 1-0, and Henson pops it in the air right field. We'll see if Familia tries the arm of Consuegra. Stanley makes the catch, and on a hop, throws it into Parada. Familia thinks better and says, I'm not going to try that. Stanley Consuegra, such a colossal weapon in right field. Really, all of Brooklyn's outfield has phenomenal arms. And Familia forced to hold at third. Two out now for the right fielder, Grant Richardson. Richardson, a late add to the lineup today for the Renegades, hitting a .180 in 60 games. Does have 8 homers and 25 RBIs, tied up inside. Slider down and in. And Foster ahead of the count. It is 0-1. Foster, Mets 14th round pick last year out of McNeese State in Louisiana. The 0-1 on the inside corner. And Richardson falls behind Foster, 0-2. Foster was supposed to start against Hudson Valley in the Saturday game of that last series, but was scratched about 10 minutes before first pitch due to tightness in his lower back. And bounced back to have a couple of great starts against Jersey Shore and Wilmington. The 0-2. There's a check swing ground ball to third. Lugo coming in off balance, throw to first. Got him! Richardson dove in head first to first base. It was a bang-bang play. Richardson can't believe it, but Lugo able to retire him. Richardson still sitting on the turf with a grin on his face, but it looks as if Melton made the right call, albeit by a matter of fingernails. We are through 2, 4-1 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey guys, here at Bi-Cal Auto Mall, we always have over 500 cars in stock in our heated facility for your comfort and convenience. So whether you're on the showroom floor, the third floor, or the basement.
Over 500 cars all General Motors makes, Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac, as well as over 100 pre-owned cars in stock at all times.
And don't forget, if there's something that you like and you don't see, contact us, because here at Bi-Cal, you've always got a pal.
Calling all close talkers, low talkers, high talkers, anti-dentites, and those with man hands. Come on down to Coney Island on Saturday, August 19th. Yada, 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 you'll have a great time. The first 2,500 fans in attendance will receive a George Costanza bobblehead. Plus, there will be a special appearance from John O'Hurley, who famously played Jay Peterman on the show. There are special packages, including all you can drink, and guaranteed bobblehead packages available as well. Don't stop for Juju Fruits. Go directly to BrooklynCyclones.com and get your tickets to this annual celebration of all things Seinfeld.
A great ceremony going on the field right now. Both teams, both bullpens have cleared the dugouts and their respective bullpens. Not for a brawl, but for a home run for life. A young cancer survivor got a ball and a tee right on home plate. He's got a bat in his hands. I think his dad coaching him up a little bit, and he'll take a swing, run around the bases, and get high fives from everybody from the Hudson Valley Renegades, their dugout, the players on the field, the bullpen mates wearing a Navy spring training Derek Jeter jersey, and then he'll work his way over from the Renegades side of things to the Cyclones bullpen, the Cyclones starting lineup, their dugout, coaching staff, the Bat Boys, all the way down. An amazing scene as he steps on home plate. High fives from the MC here at Heritage Financial Park. A big hug for his dad, a hug for his mom, and a standing ovation in Wappingers Falls. I think his entire family clearly emotional right now on the diamond. Hugs between siblings, parents, all different sorts of relatives. And now the Renegades will go through their full warm-ups on the field for the top half of the third inning. Haven't seen a ceremony like that in a long time. Remember seeing that quite a bit back in Brevard County. My first job, Chris Newell. No surprise, the Brooklyn manager coming right over to the youngsters, shaking his hand, offering some words of encouragement. That's one of the things Chris has been so great with throughout his entire career in baseball. It's something that gets talked a lot about in the front office for the Cyclones, as he's got his arm around the neck of the home plate umpire. Tonight, that is Brian Laws talking about the scene that just unfurled here in Hudson Valley. But got a manager of the day every home game at Maimonides Park. A young kid that'll come out with Chris, get the lineup card, exchange the lineup cards of the opposing manager, the umpires, each and every home game. And Chris is always so phenomenal at making that youngster. Very intimidating situation to walk onto a professional diamond and be around a bevy of future big leaguers, future all-stars, maybe a handful of future Hall of Famers. And Chris always tries to make that moment a little bit more palatable isn't the right word, but not quite as intimidating, not quite as scary. Make the youngster feel like they are part of the team. And that is something that not only Chris does, but the entire Cyclones coaching staff. And just one of those things you don't really take for granted and you can't take for granted. Not only just in baseball or in sports, but throughout life, especially after the pandemic. A lot of negative stuff going on. So, bases are empty. Top of the third. About to get the inning underway. And Consuegra hammers the first pitch to left. Familia going back to his right. Able to make the over-the-shoulder grab. And Stanley retired on the first pitch of the third inning. So in each of the three innings, Brooklyn has come to bat. The leadoff man has either reached or been retired on the very first pitch of the inning. So bases empty, one away. DeAndre Smith was plunked and scored on the Gill homer last inning. And he fouls that up the third base line. And the count is 0-1. Smith hitting at 241. No homers, five RBIs. This is 23rd game with Brooklyn. And he takes high. It's even at a ball and a strike. Brooklyn a 4-1 lead here over Hudson Valley. Opening game of this six-game series. A 1-1 pitch, and Smith taps it back off the screen. And the count 1-2. Smith, brief stint on the IL, landed on the injured list right before the All-Star break. Suffered the injury on Friday, July the 7th in Wilmington. Actually, Thursday, July the 7th in Wilmington. Or July the 6th, I should say. 1-2 still, as Smith pulls it foul. Came up a little bit lame on an RBI double in extra innings in a three-run Brooklyn victory over Wilmington. 1-2, outside 2-2. DeAndre on the IL for the final handful of games of that weekend series. Missed the three games of the Greensboro series this past weekend. And reinstated prior to today's game on Monday. The 2-2, Smith off the hands, dribbles it up the first baseline. Scooped up by Yuli, glove flip to the first baseman, Henson. And the leadoff man retired in the top half of the third inning. Or rather, Consuegra made out so quickly, forgot that he was the first out of the inning. So two out now. I'll eventually get my brain back recalibrated. And now Chase Estep. Estep flied out to right his first time up tonight. Righty against lefty. And Estep takes low, 1-0. Chase switched to number 12 over the weekend. Had worn number 18 throughout the course of the early going this year. 12, his old college number at Kentucky, as this tomahawk foul of the first base line. It's 1-1. The reason he wore number 18 earlier in the season, to pay homage to a young kid, a huge baseball fan, from his hometown of Corbin, Kentucky, who passed away at the age of 8 earlier this year. As this one flied in a shallow right center field, Jones coming on to make the catch, but his entire town was devastated by that story, and got to give Chase a lot of credit and love for spreading the love and wearing that number 18 in honor of that youngster. We head to the bottom of the third, still 4-1 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Step right up and greet the Mets this summer at Maimonides Park. Mets legends Bartolo Colon, Mookie Wilson, and recently inducted Mets Hall of Famer Howard Johnson will be coming to Coney Island during the month of July with special autograph and limited edition bobblehead packages available. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit brooklyncyclones.com/meetthemets.
Hi, this is Kevin Kendall from La Mirada, California, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Bottom of the third, nearing the top of the 7 o'clock hour. Justin Rock with you here on the Cyclones Radio Network. Brooklyn a 4-1 lead on Hudson Valley. Fans, Forest Electric New York is proud to be the preferred electrical contractor of the Brooklyn Cyclones. Whether it's a small-scale service job or a large-scale electrical installation, Forest Electric New York has the experience and expertise to provide a high-performance single-source electrical solution. 9-1-2, due up for the Renegades in the bottom half of the third. Brooklyn, 4 runs, 3 hits, an error. They have left 2. Hudson Valley, a run on 2 hits. No errors. They have stranded 1 so far today. Cyclones, after this week-long series, will return home, open up a series against Wilmington coming up on Tuesday, July the 25th. 7 o'clock start on that Tuesday. Mark your calendars, though. On Wednesday will be a camp day. Wednesday, July 26th, a 12 p.m. first pitch. Gates open at 11 in the morning. So a reminder, mark your calendars, 12 o'clock first pitch a week from tomorrow. Eduardo Torrealba to lead things off for the Renegades in the third inning. And the first pitch fastball from Foster hangs high. It is 1-0. Torrealba hitting at 286 in 35 games, a homer and 13 ribbies. 1-0, Torrealba drives it out to right. Consuegra waiting now a few steps to his left. Squares his shoulders and makes the catch for the first out of the inning. Leadoff man retired. Back to the top of the order, and Spencer Jones took Foster deep to lead off the ball game for the Renegades. Take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard across the South Atlantic League here in the home third inning. Everything in the league about to get underway or is already in progress as Jones hammers it deep to the left field side and out towards the area where they are constructing new portions of the ballpark. It is 0-1. Only other game going on right now is in Wilmington. Blue Rocks and the Greensboro Grasshoppers are scoreless as Jones takes a strike. And Foster ahead 0-2. Kyle Luckum for the Blue Rocks. Bubba Chandler for Greensboro. Brady House, who was with Wilmington before the All-Star break, wasn't there for very long. The 0-2 ground ball back up the middle and through into center field. Renegades have 3 hits tonight. 2 of them have been by special pen game for the Blue Claws. Runner goes. Ramirez fouls it off the hands. Out towards the parking lot. It's 0-1. One on, two out, bottom of the third. Brooklyn a 4-1 lead. Greenville will host Asheville at 7:05. Tyler Stewart's college teammate Dalton Rogers for the drive. Nick Swanson will make the start for the Tourists. Foster's 0-1 runner goes. It's a line drive. Oh, diving stop by Berbessi to his right, to his feet. Throw to first, not in time. Oh, my goodness. Oh, it was a bang-bang play over at first base. Berbessi making a great diving stop to his right off the hop. And the throw to first just about a millisecond late as Ramirez beats the scoop from Gill. But an 80-grade defensive play by Berbessi in the hole. Ramirez will get credit for an infield base hit. And now Hudson Valley with a tying run at the plate in the form of Rafael Flores. Flores ground out to second his first time up. It was a rocket ground ball. Tough short hopper. Berbessi dove to his right and from about two steps onto the outfield turf. Made that strike on to first base, but just a dash too late. First pitch to Flores. This hit in the air to left. Coming on is Thomas. Out is Berbessi. And with two hands, reaches up and makes the grab to take away a base hit and likely an RBI from the Hudson Valley designated hitter. So a lot of work for Berbessi on a span of a pair of pitches. A diving stop on an infield base hit, and then a leaping grab on a shallow fly ball in a shallow left. No runs, two hits, two left. At the end of three, it is 4-1 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for all the Sunday Fundy information you need.
We had no business being in this business. But you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
Mateo Gill leads off for Brooklyn in the top of the fourth. Top of the 7 o'clock hour here in the East. Justin Rock with you from Hudson Valley. Lights have flicked on at the stadium. Gill takes down and away for ball one. Two-run shot to left his first time up, and this one ripped down the left field line. That one ticketed for the corner, rolling all the way to the base of the Planet Fitness signage. Gill on his way to second, and he's there standing with his second extra base hit of the day. So once again, Brooklyn attacking early to lead off an inning. And on the second pitch of the frame, Gill has a double. So Mateo, a home run and a two-base hit tonight. That is 12th double in a Cyclone uniform this year. Man at second, nobody out for Cesar Berbessi. Walked and scored on the Thomas home run in the second. And he checks his swing. Did he go? No, he did not on appeal, says the base umpire, Melton. And it's one ball and no strikes. Closing out our look around the South Atlantic League tonight, Only one other game we haven't told you about. That's probably the more important game of the ones being held for Brooklyn as Berbessi scalds one deep right field. Back goes Richardson, and we'll watch that one bounce off the base of the fence. Gill scores easily as Berbessi motors in a second with an RBI double. Sixth two-base hit, 16th RBI for Berbessi. Back-to-back doubles start the inning for Brooklyn, and they have a 5-1 lead. An RBI double brought to you by TD Bank and their Double Up credit card, offering up to 2% back on qualifying purchases. 106.3 miles an hour off the bat for Berbessi there. That's the hardest ball he has hit all season. Ryland Thomas now the hitter. Clubbed the two-run home run to right. As not sure if there was a pitch clock violation there or just a reset of the pitch clock by the home plate umpire. Seems to be just a reset. First pitch to Thomas, and this ripped into right field coming on Richardson. He'll make the lunging grab. And Thomas retired for the first out of the fourth inning. So three batters, three well-hit line drives. Thomas the only one with nothing to show for it. And there is one out in the top of the fourth for Alex Ramirez. But Aberdeen hosting Bowling Green tonight at 7:05. Kyle Verbitsky against Sean Harney. Ironbirds come into play today, a game and a half behind Brooklyn in the north. Ramirez 0 for 2 tonight. Couple of ground outs, one to second, one to third. Runner breaks for third. Pitch low. Throw by Ramirez. Sails into left field. Berbessi gets up, and he's going to score without a play. A stolen base and a throwing error, and make it 6-1 Brooklyn in the fourth. Berbessi got a great jump, and the throwdown by Ramirez just sailed over the head of everybody. And down the left field line, Sergio Santos, the manager for the Renegades, coming out to argue. I imagine something in relation to Ramirez maybe blocking the throw. Ramirez trying to duck out of the way. As the throw from Ramirez sailed over the third baseman down the left field line. And no chance for Familia to have a play to throw out Berbessi at the plate. So Santos's argument falls upon deaf ears. And the bases are empty. A multi-run inning for Brooklyn as they now lead by five. So for the time being, that'll be an unearned run against Yuli. 1-0 to Alex. Fisted towards the right. And will land on the warning track of foul ball. And it's even at 1-1. And actually, they call catcher's interference. It's what it looks like. They say Ramirez made contact with the glove of Ramirez. Funny thing to say there. Alex making contact with Augustine's glove. And it was painfully obvious on the replay here. Now, Ramirez did hit the glove, and so it is not a foul ball. It is catcher's interference. And Brooklyn has a man on first base. That'll be an error on the catcher as Parada fouls it off his foot, 0-1. So back-to-back plays, Ramirez suffers an error. One on a throw, one on catcher's interference. And Brooklyn ahead by five with one on and one out. Parada 1-for-2 has struck out and doubled tonight. The 0-1, Parado scalds one left center field. That one's ticketed for the gap and roll all the way towards the base of the warning track. Ramirez waved around third. Relay throw to the plate by Vargas, not in time. It's an RBI double for Kevin Parada. Brooklyn has hung a three spot on the board in the fourth, and they now lead by six. It's 7-1. Second double of the night for Kevin Parada, his 19th of the year. 35th RBI, and the catcher's obstruction hurts Hudson Valley as Ramirez immediately scores from first on the Parada double. Off the bat for KP, at 104 miles an hour. TD Bank double brought to you by TD Bank and their Double Up credit card, offering up to 2% back on qualifying purchases. Action in Hudson Valley's right field bullpen as the first pitch to William Lugo is chased and missed. The count 0-1. Lugo has walked and struck out tonight. 0-1. Brooklyn ahead 7-1. The 0-1 delivery. And Lugo takes a called strike. And he's quickly behind 0-2. Stanley Consuegra waiting on deck. Yuli's two-strike pitch. This is off the outside corner. And the count runs 1-2. Justin Rock with you. From Hudson Valley, we apologize for the few technical difficulties we've run into every now and then today in terms of connectivity to our broadcast. Even hardwired in. Having some issues off and on throughout the course of the day, but that'll happen every now and then. Technology isn't perfect. Parada takes his lead, the 1-2. Lugo off the end of the bat, past the mound, charging in second baseman Cowles, and his overhand throw in time. Two down as Parada moves at 90 feet over to third base. Left-hander currently throwing down the line for the Renegades. That appears to be Joel Valdez, guy who has been in the starting rotation for most of the year for Hudson Valley. Now Stanley Consuegra digs in. Seventh man to bat in the inning. Lined out to left last time up in the third. And goes fishing, comes up empty. It's 0-1. First baseman Henson off the line. The 0-1 offering. And Consuegra taps it towards the third base dugout. Count quickly runs to 0-2. Brooklyn three runs in on three hits and two errors in this fourth inning. O-2 pitch. And Consuegra out in front for strike three. Got him on the changeup. Yuli picks up his fourth K. But Brooklyn strikes for three runs, three hits, two errors, one man left. At the end of 3.5, 7-1 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This includes a few bucks, as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hola, soy Alex Ramirez. Mi ciudad natal es Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. Y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn solo en la cadena de radio en Los Ángeles.
Hey, Hey, Cyclone fans, Sweet and Boozy Ice Cream has arrived, located next to the bar by the Cyclones team store. The third base concourse at Maimonides Park. Sweet and Boozy serves up four incredible ice cream flavors, five booze-infused flavors for adult fans, and three social media crazy thunder cups for you to snap some pictures with. Make sure you come on down to a Cyclones game to get your sweetness on. 5-6 and 7-2 up for the Renegades. Brooklyn 4 in the second, 3 in the fourth, have a 7-1 advantage. Looking to bounce back after the tough loss on Sunday afternoon. Brooklyn winners 8 of their last 10. The first pitch to Familia, jam shot off the hands to the left. And the count 0-1. Trade deadline coming up in a couple of weeks. End of July, I think it's August the 1st this year. The 0-1 off the hands, out of play, and the count 0-2. But also right around that time is also the cutoff point for signing draft picks. And the Pirates announced today they've signed the number one pick in this year's draft, LSU right-hander Paul Skeens. The 0-2, swing and a miss, struck him out. Off-speed down at 77. Cameron Foster, his fourth strikeout. And there is one out in the bottom of the fourth. A pain in the corner punch-out brought to you by Lock & Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx. Reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Alexander Vargas reached on an error his first time, 0-for-1 tonight. And he's laid on a fastball at 91. And Foster ahead, no balls and a strike. But Skeens signed for $9.2 million. That, according to Jim Callis of MLB.com. Largest bonus ever given with the current slotting system, as this one spanked down the right field line fair by the base of the Renegade bullpen. On his way to second, Vargas. He's going to make a bid for three. Smith bobbles the relay, and he'll be in there safely with a one-out triple. Alexander Vargas with his fourth three-base hit of the year. 95 miles an hour off the bat. And the Renegades with a man in scoring position and one out. Now it's Spencer Henson. Flied out to shallow right with a runner at third his first time. Henson hitting at 269, homers, 35 ribbies. And this pulled foul. And the count, no balls and a strike. But the largest bonus ever issued under the current slotting system, full value for the top overall pick, $9.7 million. The 0-1, Henson fights it off in a shallow right, coming on Consuegra, will have to play it on a hop. Running towards the plate, Vargas, the throw, and the ball just gets past Parada, realizing late is Henson, and he'll take second base on the back end. Vargas was just jaunting towards the plate, and had Parada picked it up on a hop, they might have had a chance to get him. Vargas taking Consuegra's right arm a little bit for granted. Albeit Henson does advance to second on the throwing error home. So Henson with his 36th RBI, and it's a 7-2 Brooklyn lead. Just strong enough to fight it off and dunk it in front of the right fielder. Grant Richardson grounded out to third in his first trip. And the curveball from Foster drops in for a strike. It is 0-1. But Skeens, be curious to see what the Pirates do with the right-hander now that he has signed, been introduced to the Pittsburgh fans today. 0-1 up and away. It's even at a ball and a strike. Skeens, 209 strikeouts in college this year, over 122 and two-thirds innings, struck out over 45% of all batters faced. Just absurd. 1-1. And Richardson in a right center field. That one's down for a base hit. Will bring in another run. Henson scores. Richardson on his way to second. He's making a bid for third. Relay throw by Smith. Gets away from Lugo. kicks off the sidewall in front of the dugout. Noah goes in the dugout, and so Richardson gets up and scores. Three runs in for Hudson Valley in the inning, and the six-run lead down to three. It's 7-4. Second triple of the inning for Hudson Valley, as well as a second error for Brooklyn that allows another run to come across. Richardson, his second triple, his 26th RBI. And Parada out to the mound to talk with the right-hander Foster. ...103 miles an hour into the gap by Richardson. Believe the error will be charged to DeAndre Smith. Indeed it is. That's his second error of the day. And the bases are empty now with one out as Eduardo Torrealba takes strike one. So the Renegades, three runs on three hits and two errors here in the fourth, just like Brooklyn in the top of the inning. The 0-1 sails high, and it's even at one ball and one strike. But Skeens has thrown a lot of innings, a lot of high leverage pitches so far this season in college. The 1-1 outside 2-1 would not be shocked to see the Pirates shut him down the rest of the year before having him make his pro debut next spring. I was hoping they'd assign him to Greensboro for the start of this past weekend series. It's Torrealba off the handle towards the first base seats. It's even at two balls and two strikes. But it's fascinating to me, the Skeen story, not just because of the way he dominated this year at LSU, but also because last year he was playing his college ball at Air Force. Yeah, you heard that right. He was in the military at the Air Force Academy. As Torrealba takes outside, did not offer. And the count full, three balls and two strikes. It's just crazy to think about. There was a chance if Skeens did not transfer that the Air Force wouldn't have allowed him to continue his baseball career and have been left wondering what could have been. This will pop up in a shallow center. Out Smith in Ramirez. And Alex makes the catch down by the chest. Two out of the fourth. Here's Spencer Jones, a couple of base hits. A home run and a single tonight. Was stranded at second in the third. And LSU, of course, making history. First time a program has had the number one and number two overall picks in the same draft. Dylan Cruz went number two to the Nationals. As Jones fouls it to the left, it's 0-1. I would doubt Cruz would be on the roster for Wilmington when they come to town next week. Maybe potentially that final series of the year in early September. The 0-1, and Jones, another towering fly ball. This well foul, heads up by the batting cages. That ball obliterated by the Yankees' first-round pick from last year. He and Parada sharing a laugh about it. Couple of first-rounders from last summer. 104 miles an hour, 382 feet foul. Some form of military plane flying overhead. At least that's what it looks like. Got a bit of a wider cabin than you usually see with commercial airlines, the 0-2. Jones takes inside. It's a ball and two strikes. Hudson Valley and the Renegades not too far away from the U.S. Military Academy at West Point. Going through summer exercises and programs. New plebe or freshman class, depending on your vernacular. 1-2, foul. Out by the Brooklyn bullpen, will do it again. Base is empty, two out, bottom of the fourth. Hudson Valley, three runs in the inning. Have cut a 7-1 lead down to 7-4. The 1-2 from Cam. And Jones checks his swing. Did he go? No, he did not. On appeal, says the base umpire. And it's even, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Foster from the stretch. And Jones lifts it out in a shallow left side. This won't even make it to the outfield turf. Thought it would off the bat, but Berbessi still on the brown shaded turf here in Wappingers Falls. Makes the catch to retire the side. But the Renegades strike for 3 runs on 3 hits, 2 errors, and nobody left at the end of 4. 7-4 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Come on out to Maimonides Park for every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season. The first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Top of the fifth inning at Brooklyn 7, Hudson Valley 4. Cyclones 7 runs, 6 hits, 3 errors tonight. 3 runners left. Hudson Valley 4 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors. They have stranded 3 as well. Smith, Estep, and Gill, the 3 due up to face Tyrone Yulee, back out for the top half of the fifth inning. Smith 0 for 1. Has grounded out to the mound and been hit by a pitch. Righty against righty. Here's the first pitch of the inning. And Smith, a line drive right at the second baseman, Cowles. A little bend in his knees. And he puts it away once more. One pitch and one out. Only one instance throughout the first 5 innings tonight as a Brooklyn batter to lead off an inning seen more than one pitch. That was last inning when Mateo Gill doubled on the second pitch of the inning. So clearly the scouting report is attack Yulee early as Estep takes a called strike. It is 0-1. Chase 0 for 2 tonight. Fly ball to right, a fly ball to center. The 0-1. And Estep out in front. And the count quickly runs 0-2. Some breaking news coming through the wire over the course of the last several minutes. And, of course, once again, it was not leaked. Coming from the team source itself, the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Chase the changeup down and away. And Yulee dispatches Estep on 3 pitches, 2 out. In the top half of the fifth inning. Now Mateo Gill has homered and doubled tonight, has scored a pair of runs. First pitch, and Gill flips one out in the left. Back into his left, Familia. He has it squared away. We'll get you that breaking news report when we come back for the bottom of the fifth inning. A 5-pitch top of the fifth for Tyrone Yulee, who sits down Brooklyn in order at the end of 4.5, halfway home. 7-4 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Calling all close talkers, low talkers, high talkers, anti-dentites, and those with man hands. Come on down to Coney Island on Saturday, August 19th. Yada, 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 you'll have a great time. The first 2,500 fans in attendance will receive a George Costanza bobblehead. Plus, there will be a special appearance from John O'Hurley, who famously played Jay Peterman on the show. There are special packages, including all you can drink, and guaranteed bobblehead packages available as well. Don't stop for Juju Fruits. Go directly to BrooklynCyclones.com and get your tickets to this annual celebration of all things Seinfeld.
For every home game during the 2023 season, the Cyclones will be offering an all-you-can-drink package. This special package offers an open bar for 2 hours, starting 30 minutes before the scheduled first pitch and running for 90 minutes after the scheduled first pitch. Hang out in the backyard in the shadow of the world-famous Coney Island Parachute Jump. Tickets are $50 per person if purchased in advance, and then $55 per person starting the Monday before the event. Visit our team website at BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN to find out more.
Hi, this is Joe Swazi from Glen Cove, New York, and you're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Two, three, and four due up for Hudson Valley in the bottom of the fifth. Brooklyn a 7-4 lead on the Renegades. Opening game of this series. Reminder, folks, tomorrow's game, 11:05 a.m. Our coverage will hit the airwaves 10:50 in the morning. Robert Colina will get the ball for Brooklyn, make his second start of the year against the right-hander Brendan Beck. Ben Cowles 0-2, a couple of strikeouts tonight. Takes a snapdragon from Foster in for a strike. And the count 0-1. Cowles, Ramirez, and Flores, the three scheduled hitters, as Cowles pops it a mile high in the infield. Smith calling for it, standing on the lip of the outfield turf. Squeezes it for the first out of the fifth inning. Now, the breaking news we were telling you about just a moment ago, the Atlanta Braves announced that they have signed former Met catcher Travis d'Arnaud to a contract extension, a one-year extension worth $8 million, covers next season. Also contains an $8 million club option for the following campaign in 2025 with no buyout. As Augustine Ramirez takes low for ball one. Infield base hit his last time. He is 1-2. Foster comes home, and Ramirez a sharp ground ball to short. Ingested by Berbessi, and he makes the toss to Gill, two out. Bottom of the 7 o'clock hour in the East, Justin Rock alongside you here on this Tuesday night in Wappingers Falls, 7-4. Brooklyn in charge. Now it's Rafael Flores. Ground out to second, a pop-up to short tonight. Left-hander back up and throwing for the Renegades down the line. And the first pitch to Flores ripped down the right field side, but backspinning foul beyond the Hudson Valley bullpen. Flores, an undrafted free agent signee of the Yankees last year at a Rio Hondo College. A JUCO out in California. Also attended Cypress Junior College as a freshman. As Flores takes high, it's 1-1. Jumps straight to high A and has been one of the surprising stars for the first half champs so far this season. As Flores out in front and Foster ahead 1-2. Christopher Familia, the left fielder, waiting on deck. Hazy skies, the 1-2 pitch. At the letters, strike three call. Cameron Foster picks up his fifth strikeout as he has his first 1-2-3 inning of the night. So both starters toss a 1-2-3 fifth. Cameron needed just 8 pitches to do it. Through 5-7-4 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
The
The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to have yet another exciting lineup of jersey giveaways for the 2023 season. This year's giveaways include specialty uniforms for Pride Night, Star Wars Night, and so much more. For a full list of jersey giveaways, be sure to check out our team website at brooklyncyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
Top of the sixth for Bessie Thomas Ramirez. 8-9-1 due up for Brooklyn in the inning. Cesar Berbessi has walked and doubled tonight. Scored a couple of runs. Also has an RBI. This pitching change brought to you by Bicol Auto Mall. Visit them 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn. Or log on to BicolAutoMall.com. Tyrone Yuley out. Joel Valdez has entered for the Renegades in his first pitch to Berbessi. Across for strike one. Valdez, 6'4", 171, 23 years old. As Berbessi swings through a fastball down and in at 92. And the count 0-2. Valdez from El Cebo in the Dominican Republic. Numbers for Valdez so far this year, making his 14th appearance and his first out of the bullpen. The 0-2. Low. And it's one ball and two strikes. Valdez 2-4, a 5.34 ERA. 45 hits and 57 in a third innings. 41 walks and 54 strikeouts. 1-2 to Cesar. Breaking ball fouled aside. And the count moves to 1-2. Valdez, fastball, slider, changeup. Wasn't officially moved to the bullpen until today. 1-2 delivery. Slider outside. And it's even at two balls and two strikes. Yankees acquired Valdez from the Phillies, along with former Renegade infielder T.J. Rumfield. November of 2021, and the deal that sent Nick Nelson, the right-hander, and catcher Donnie Sands to the Phillies. 2-2. On the inside corner, strike three call. So Valdez picks up his strikeout of the first batter he faces. One down in the sixth for Ryland Thomas. He's hit a two-run home run and lined out to right tonight. Final line for the starter, Yuley. 5 innings, 7 runs, 6 earned on 6 hits. 2 walks, 5 strikeouts, a couple of home runs allowed. Also hit a batter as Thomas takes in for ball one. Yuley, 74 pitches, 49 strikes, leaves the pitcher of record on the losing side. The lefty's 1-0, and Thomas fists it in a shallow center. Coming on Jones will have to play it on a bounce. Multi-hit night for Ryland Thomas as he's on with a one-out single. And Brooklyn in business with one out in the sixth. Back to the top of the order, and Alex Ramirez reached on catcher's interferences last time. Officially 0-2 today. First pitch to Rami. Inside, outs at foul. First base way. And it's no balls and one strike. Valdez working quickly from the third base side as Ramirez takes inside. And the count evens at 1-1. You mentioned d'Arnaud signing that extension with the Braves a few moments ago. 1-1 outside, 2-1. Of course, d'Arnaud is the Mets' catcher. They won the NL pennant in 2015. Was let go by the team, let's say 2019. As Ramirez out in front of the breaking ball. And Valdez evens the count at 2-2. Yeah, 2019 he bounced from the Mets, played one game with the Dodgers before the Rays picked him up. And the following season he was a Silver Slugger Award winner for the Braves. 2-2. Inside, kicks off the glove of Ramirez. And easily taking second on the wild pitch is Thomas, unless they rule that a passed ball, which is certainly a potential, considering that seemed to glance off Ramirez's mitt on the fly. So Thomas now in scoring position with one out. And the count full on Alex. Valdez fans that glove on his front left hip. The payoff. Low ball four. Ramirez tried holding it up there to show the home plate umpire. But Valdez doesn't get the benefit of the doubt. And Alex on base for the second time tonight. Did appear to be a tad bit low. So the Cyclones 2-1 and 1 out. For Kevin Parada, who is 2-for-3 with a pair of doubles tonight. And an RBI. A look towards second now, the first pitch. And Parada takes down and away. The count 1-0. And you wonder what would have happened had the Mets kept on to d'Arnaud. Of course, his departure has opened the door for Francisco Alvarez, who sky is the limit in terms of what he could provide for the Mets in the many, many years to come. Parada swings through a slider. And it's even one ball and one strike. Doesn't make things any easier, especially when you consider what he's done the last few years. Now one outside, two balls and a strike to Parada. Didn't have his best season, only played 60 games the year Atlanta won the World Series in 2021, but had a great postseason. Hit 292 in that fall classic. But it'll be interesting to see how this trade deadline unfolds, especially considering the struggles not only the Mets but the Yankees have had this year. Runners starts and stops as Parada can't hit the breaking ball. It evens up at two balls and two strikes. Normally you hear guys linked to certain teams and who they might be interested in. Haven't felt like we've heard a lot about that. We've heard a lot of speculation revolving around Shohei Ohtani. But there's no guarantee, a real belief that he will get traded. It's Parada fouls it off the catcher Ramirez. It remains at 2-2. Quite a few unsung teams that are in the thick of a postseason race for the first time in a long time. The Diamondbacks, the Rangers, the Reds. The Orioles, a game back of the Rays in the AL East. Tigers, five back in the Central. 2-2 outside. And it's full, three balls and two strikes. Right now, the Marlins are the second-place team in the NL East. So could see some different teams than usual.
Cyclones.com.
Hi, this is Joshua Cornelli from Caracas, Venezuela, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cameron Foster stays on for Brooklyn as we move to the bottom of the sixth inning. Cameron, 72 pitches through five innings tonight. 5, 6, and 7. Two up in the inning for the Renegades. Familia, Vargas, and Henson. Familia, infield base hit and a strikeout tonight. He is 1-for-2. Foster worked to the first base side of the rubber. And his first pitch, curveball on the outside corner. And the count 0-1. Take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard across the Mets affiliates here. In the bottom of the sixth, the 0-1. And Familia, a tapper up the first baseline. Barehanded by Parada. Overhand throw while on the move in time. One away in the bottom of the sixth inning. A nifty play by the Mets. Number 11 overall pick from last year. As he reacted quickly and made a beautiful, strong throw on the move. Bases empty, one out for Alexander Vargas, tripled and scored. His last time up, he is 1-for-2. Fouls it to the left. And it's 0-1. Mets at home against the White Sox tonight. Bottom of the second, Mets a 5-1 lead on Chicago. The 0-1 popped straight up. Left side. In front of the Brooklyn dugout, Lugo and Parada. Lugo calls for it and makes the catch right in front of the railing. And there are two out in the sixth. Good communication by Lugo and Parada as to who would take it. Now Spencer Henson, 1-for-2 with an RBI base hit. But the Mets, their biggest first inning of the year, a five-run frame. Francisco Alvarez, Brett Beatty going back-to-back. Alvarez is 18th. Beatty is 6, and a great tweet by my predecessor now with the Mets, Keith Ratt, talking about how the last time he called a back-to-back job by Alvarez and Beatty, as Henson takes outside, it's 1-0, was back in 2021 on Coney Island. 1-0 pitch. High, it's 2 balls and 0 strikes. But Carlos Carrasco for the Mets tonight. Lucas Giolito for the White Sox. Chicago's only run on a Yasmani Grandal solo homer. That was his 7th. Henson, a pop fly, shallow right. Out is Smith. In is Consuegra. Lost his hat, but doesn't lose the ball as Foster has his 2nd straight 1-2-3 inning. So Cameron has sat down 8 in a row after that 3-run 4th inning. Thrown just 15 pitches to retire the last 6 batters to the 7th. 7-4 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
We have no business being in this business. But you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Seven-4 Cyclones as we move to the 7th. Fans, this giveaway is sure to be a ho-ho home run. Make sure you make your way to the North Pole, at least for one night on Saturday, July the 29th. That's a week from Saturday when the Cyclones celebrate Christmas in July and everyone's favorite holiday film, Elf. First 1,500 fans in attendance will receive a special Baby the Elf bobblehead. And what is sure to be as cool as Santa's workshop. So grab your ugly sweaters and stocking hung by the chimney with care, because we surely hope that you will be there. Get your tickets now at BrooklynCyclones.com. BrooklynCyclones.com. Stanley Consuegra to lead off the seventh. And he pulls the first pitch foul. And the count 0-1. Stanley 0-3 tonight. A couple of strikeouts and a lineout. Brooklyn ahead by three. Cloudy skies. Hazy horizon. Here in Wappingers Falls tonight. The 0-1 to Stanley. Pop back and towards the seats. And Valdez ahead 0-2. Continuing our look around the Mets affiliates tonight. Mets have taken a 6-1 lead now through two innings. Francisco Lindor, an RBI double. Nimmo, Alonzo, McNeil, Alvarez, and the aforementioned Beatty. Former Cyclones in the big league lineup tonight. The 0-2. Fouls the slider out of play. Still at no balls and two strikes. Triple-A Syracuse at home against Buffalo. Blue Jays affiliate, they trail 9-2 in the top half of the fourth inning. The 0-2, and Suegra down the right field line, hooking foul off by the Hudson Valley bullpen. Still two strikes on Stanley. Abraham Almonte has homered again. He now has 8 at the AAA level this year, and that is just mildly absurd. 8 of his 11 hits in AAA have left the ballpark. Another 0-2. Change up, down and away. One ball and two strikes. Ronnie Mauricio. Luke Ritter joining Almonte as former Cyclones in the AAA lineup tonight as this golf down in a right. Few steps to his left is Richardson. And over his right shoulder makes the grab for the first out of the inning. One up, one down. Here comes DeAndre Smith. 0-2 has been hit by a pitch and scored a run. Lined out to second in his last at-bat. Well, the Blue Jays' top prospects, Orelvis Martinez. His first AAA home run tonight for Buffalo. Smith takes inside for ball one. Double-A Binghamton still hasn't had their game start yet. They were scheduled to get underway at 6:35 tonight. But weather has halted the start of that ball game as Smith laid on a high heater, 1-1. Christian Scott expected to make the start for the Rumble Ponies tonight. Wyatt Young, Rowdy Jordan, Jose Peroza, Brandon McIlwain, Matt O'Neill, Hayden Senger, Brendan Fryman, and Jalen Palmer, the former Cyclones in the lineup at Double-A tonight. As Smith takes low. 2 balls and 1 strike. Two on to DeAndre. Fastball at the letters. And it's even 2-2. Single-A St. Lucie having a weird week. They did not have to travel away from their Clover Park home, but they are playing as the road team all week long. 2-2. Tap behind the plate. Remains even. But Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, the spring training home of the Marlins and Cardinals, currently under construction. And so for a couple of weeks, they have moved all their home games to the other team's park. This is a check swing. Ball gets away from Ramirez. Can't find it. They ruled he swung, and Smith is safe at first base on a drop third strike. This game's had a little bit of everything. 5 total errors. Catcher's interference. And now a drop third strike wild pitch. So one on and one out. Valdez credited with a strikeout. That ball just bounced in the dirt off the mask of Ramirez, and he never found it. Smith got a good read and easily able to reach. It's Chase Estep. Takes one at the bottom of the zone. It's 0-1. Chase 0-3 tonight. But before Palm Beach and Jupiter would move to the ballpark of the Palm Beaches in West Palm Beach, Nationals and Astros spring training home, got to get the ballpark ready. So they've been playing as the home team in opponent's home ballpark. So St. Lucie was the road team at home today. The game was suspended in the bottom of the ninth inning with the game tied at 7. The 0-1. in the dirt, smothered by Ramirez. It's even at a ball and a strike. Jet Williams led off the game with a home run, his fifth of the year. One of the Mets' top 10 prospects and a future Brooklyn Cyclone. But as a result of that, a lot of day games this week for St. Lucie. The 1-1. He stepped over the screen and into the seats, 1-2. Today's game, a 1 o'clock first pitch. And I do believe that's going to be how it rolls the rest of the week for St. Lucie. As a visitor in their own ballpark. Yeah, they'll resume the suspended game tomorrow at 12:30 in the afternoon. Runner goes, 1-2, chopped over the mound. Tough play for Vargas in and to his right. Throw to first in time to get Easton. Vargas had to change his momentum, was racing over to cover the second base bag, then had a dart in and back to his right in order to make a play on that baseball. So Smith takes second. Smith is out 6-3, and Valdez may be coming out as well. A very slow, demonstrative stroll out to the pitcher's mound for skipper Sergio Santos. And he will indeed make a Bi-Cal Auto Mall pitching change. So a man at second, two out in the seventh. It'll be a new arm facing Mateo Gil when we come back. Man at second, Brooklyn, a 7-4 lead on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans, had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Pitching change brought to you by Bi-Cal Auto Mall. Visit them 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn or log on to BiCalAutoMall.com. On is the local product, Harrison Cohen, to try and get out of trouble. Cohen, 6 feet tall, 190 pounds, 24 years old, from New Hyde Park in New York. And his first pitch to Gill fouled straight back. And the count 0-1. Mateo 2-for-3, a two-run home run and a double and a run scored. Fly to left his last trip in the fifth. Cohen making his 17th appearance, 2-1, a 2.95 ERA. The 0-1. Fastball outside, throw behind the runner at second, offline and not in time. So 1-1, the count on Gill. Cohen, 19 hits in 21 in the third innings, 9 walks, 27 strikeouts. Righty from the third base side, 1-1 sweeps outside. And the count, 2 balls and a strike. Cohen pitching for the first time since Friday night against Bowling Green, when an inning and a third scoreless. Struck out 3 of the 5 batters he faced. The 2-1. Low and away. And Gill ahead, 3 balls and 1 strike. Cohen, fastball, slider, changeup. Start of the season at Single-A Tampa before joining Hudson Valley on the 16th of April. A 2-1, a 3-1 check swing. He went around. And the count runs full at 3-2. Smith, the runner at second, two out in the seventh. Cohen trying to strand him aboard. A break even. And Gill takes a fastball on the outside edge at 94. Strike three call. So Cohen comes out of the bullpen and strands the runner at second. We are through six and a half. Time to get up and stretch from Hudson Valley. 7-4 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
Since 1939, the National Baseball Hall of Fame has honored those who made a lasting impact on the game. This year, the illustrious careers of Scott Rolen and Fred McGriff are celebrated as they take their place among baseball's immortals and are enshrined with baseball's highest honor, the 2023 Hall of Fame induction ceremony. Live coverage begins Sunday at noon Eastern on MLB Network.
Hi, this is Chris Newell from Clarkston, Michigan, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
For two of the triple tonight, and the first pitch from Foster off the hands, and fouled back, and the count 0-1. Richardson tripled in a run, came home to score on a throwing error. Now is back in the fourth inning. The 0-1, and Richardson sends it straight back, and the count 0-2. Top of the 8 o'clock hour in the East, Justin Rock with you on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network. Brooklyn, 4 in the second, 3 in the fourth. Hudson Valley, 1 in the first, and 3 in the fourth. The 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, struck him out. Got him on the changeup down. Another punch out for Foster. He's retired 9 straight. And there is one away in the bottom of the seventh inning. 6 strikeouts tonight for Foster. First pitch of the at-bat to Eduardo Torrealba misses up and away for ball one. Torrealba fly to right, fly to center tonight. 1-0 off the outside corner. And the count moves to 2-0. Torrealba bounces one on the ground of third. Lugo to his left. Low throw to first, but a beautiful forehand scoop by Gill. And Torrealba retired, 2 out. So bases empty, 2 out. Brings up Spencer Jones, has homered and singled tonight. Popped up to short his last time. First pitch to the Yankees, first round pick from last year. Can't hold up on a back foot curveball. And the count 0-1. Foster already a career high, 6 2/3 innings tonight. Trying to get through 7 for the first time. The 0-1 waved and missed down and in. And the count runs to 0-2. Ryan, Third baseman Lugo off the line. Foster looking for another 1-2-3 inning. The 0-2 pitch low. And it moves to 1-2. Ben Cowles, the second baseman, waiting on deck. Brooklyn a 7-4 lead. No action in Hudson Valley's bullpen. Ankeny still throwing down the line for the Cyclones. 1-2. Fastball low. Foster dialed that up to 96 that time. And it's even to the connectivity staying on the broadcast. We staying connected to it. We apologize. Sometimes the internet just chooses not to cooperate, even if you're hardwired in. Cesar Brabessi, Ryland Thomas, Alex Ramirez, 8-9-1 due up in the inning. And the first pitch from Cohen on the inside corner. And the count runs to 0-1. Get you a look around Major League Baseball in this eighth inning. Brabessi a walk and double tonight. Tries to hold up but could not. Might have been a called strike anyway. And Cohen in the driver's seat, 0-2. Final line for Hudson Valley's lefty Joel Valdez. An inning and two-thirds. No runs, a hit, a walk. Three strikeouts, 39 pitches, 24 strikes and a wild pitch. And his 2023 relief debut. Brabessi fights it off the handle. Remains at no balls and two strikes. Reds and Giants playing a quasi-doubleheader. Had to complete a suspended game from last night, then play a nine-inning nightcap. Brabessi spoils another to the left. Stays, no balls, and two strikes. Giants won the suspended game in 10 innings, 4-2. Go-ahead RBI double by Jock Peterson in the top of the 10th inning. The 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, got him. Struck him out on the fastball down at 95. And Cohen has consecutive strikeouts to begin his relief effort. One out in the top of the eighth. Now Ryland Thomas has homered and singled tonight, 2-for-3. Most recent Cyclone to pick up a base hit in the sixth as he watches that miss up for ball one. Game two of that series has not started yet, been delayed due to rain. I believe they're scheduled for an 8:30 first pitch now. Thomas shows bunt, pulls back, and takes a strike. It's 1-1. Luke Weaver for the Reds. Anthony DeSclafani will get the ball for the Giants. The 1-1. Thomas in the air, center field. First step was back. Now coming in is Jones to his left. And he'll put it away for the second out of the inning. Back to the top of the order, and Alex Ramirez walked in, was stranded at first in the sixth. 0-for-2 tonight. End of five in Philadelphia. Phillies a 4-2 lead on the Brewers. Kyle Schwarber, a solo home run, is 26th. Aaron Nola still on the hill for the Phillies. First pitch to Ramirez, brushed back high and tied at 94. It is 1-0. Dodgers a 5-1 lead in Baltimore on the Orioles through three. Jason Hayward, a three-run home run, is ninth. 1-0. Outside 2-0. Michael Grove making the start for the Dodgers. Orioles already forced to go into their bullpen. A 2-0. Ramirez takes a strike. On the outside edge, 2-1. Guardians leading the Pirates 8-0 going to the bottom of the fifth inning. Pirates still without a base hit tonight as Ramirez takes another strike down and away. And the count evens at 2-2. Josh Naylor and Josh Bell, each with home runs tonight for Cleveland. The 2-2 pitch sweeps down and away. Full count. Logan Allen for the Guardians. Mitch Keller, his first start since the All-Star break for the Pirates. Payoff pitch On the outside corner, strike three called. Ramirez flips his bat in disgust. As it looked like Cohen painted the lower outside corner, much to the chagrin of the 20-year-old center fielder. Might have been a tad bit low, but rung up by the home plate umpire. We head to the home eighth, 7-4 Brooklyn as Eli Ankeny comes on. You're listening on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans, had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
This pitching change brought to you by Bicel Auto Mall. Visit them 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn. Or log on to BicelAutoMall.com. It is the southpaw Eli Ankeny on in support of Cameron Foster, who went a career-high seven innings tonight. Ankeny, 6 feet tall, 215 pounds, 22 years old, from Phoenix, Arizona. His old Grand Canyon University teammate, Mets fifth-round pick, Zach Thornton, signed his pro contract today, so the Antelopes might be reuniting once again somewhere up the line in the Mets system. First pitch of the inning to Ben Cowles. Misses up and away for ball one. Cowles 0 for 3 tonight. A couple of strikeouts popped up to second in his last at-bat. The lefty offers, and Cowles another fly ball to the right. This one headed towards the seats. It is 1-1. Ankeny making his ninth appearance, eighth out of the bullpen for Brooklyn. 2-0, a 184 ERA, 7 hits in 14 and 2/3, 7 walks, 14 strikeouts as the breaking ball slips high. It is 2-1. Ankeny pitching for the first time since Friday night through a scoreless inning against Greensboro. One hit, struck out three, 2-1. In the dirt, down and away. And the count moves to 3-2. They're an inning and 2/3 of perfect relief against Hudson Valley on June the 24th. 3-1 from Eli. And Cowles gets it off the hands to the checkerboard screen. It's full 3-2. Final line for Foster. 7 innings. 4 runs, 3 earned, 7 hits. Did not walk a batter. Struck out 7. 90 pitches, 67 strikes, the 3-2, up and in ball 4. And Hudson Valley has the leadoff man on to start the eighth inning. First base runner for the Renegades since their 3-run fourth. And the first time they've put the leadoff man on since the second inning. Augustine Ramirez, 1-for-3. Infield base hit, ground out to short his last time. Ankeny comes home. And a fastball at the letters. And the count, no balls and a strike. Continuing our look around the majors, Padres a 4-1 lead on the Blue Jays through three. As Ramirez saucers one deep down the left field line, will it stay fair? No, it will not. A foul ball by a matter of feet down the left field line by the advertisements. And instead of a home run to make it a one-run game, a very loud strike number 2. The Padres a 4-1 lead in Toronto. Juan Soto a 2-run homer is 17th. Joe Musgrove against Alek Manoah. The 0-2 taken low. And it's one ball and two strikes. Top of the fourth in Queens. Mets a 6-2 lead on the White Sox. A 1-2. Anthony, strike three called in the hometown crowd. Ramirez himself included. Can't believe it. So Anthony may be getting the benefit of the doubt from the home plate umpire. Brian Laws. First strikeout tonight for Eli. One away in the eighth. That paint in the corner strikeout brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Lefty deals. And the first pitch to Flores, high for ball one. Flores 0 for 3 tonight. Struck out looking his last trip in the fifth. A 1-0. And that drops for a strike. It's even at 1-1. Francisco Alvarez, Brett Beatty with home runs. Back-to-back for the Mets in their 5-run first. Carlos Carrasco against Lucas Giolito. A 1-1. Is pulled foul by the third base coach's box. It is 1-2. Middle of the third in Atlanta, already a boat race. A pair of 5-run innings. Atlanta a 5-run first. Arizona a 5-run second. They lead the Braves 7-5. Emmanuel Rivera, a home run, is second for the D-backs. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Got him on the heater down. Anthony dialed it up to 91. Back-to-back strikeouts after the leadoff base runner. Two out in the eighth. And a pain in the corner strikeout brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx. Reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. One on, two out for Christopher Familia. Some very dark clouds rolling in from the third base side. As Familia takes outside for ball one. Familia. Infield base hit in the second. Since then, a strikeout and a ground out to the catcher. A 1-0 is on the outer half. One ball and one strike. Zach Davies still throwing for the Diamondbacks. Braves have gone to their bullpen. Top of the third in St. Louis. Cardinals and Marlins are scoreless. This pitch up and in. Runner goes. Throw down to second by Parada. Not in time. Familia had a duck out of the way. Not an easy play for Parada to throw down on. So Ben Cowles a stolen base. That is his eighth of the year. So a man in scoring position and two out. 2-1 the count. The lefty offers. Just off the outside corner. And it's 3 balls and 1 strike. Jordan Montgomery for St. Louis, Edward Cabrera for the Marlins. Top of the second in Chicago, Nationals a 1-0 lead on the Cubs. Lane Thomas is 15th, the 3-1 pitch waved and missed. And the count runs full 3-2. Patrick Corbin against Jamison Tyone. Top of the second in Arlington, Rays and Rangers scoreless. Nathan Eovaldi against Taj Bradley. Man at second, two out, bottom of the eighth. The full count pitch, fastball high, checked his swing. Did he go? No, he did not on appeal, says Melton. And the Renegades will bring the tying run to the plate as Anthony issues a two-out walk. Second free pass of the inning for the southpaw as Brooklyn's bullpen springs to life down the left field line. Paul Gervais, the right-hander, up and throwing as the Cyclones will converge on the pitcher's mound. Alexander Vargas will be the batter, 1-for-3, has reached on an error and a triple. But Royals, a 2-0 deficit at home against the Tigers. They are in the top of the second inning. Spencer Torkelson, a 2-run home run, is 13th. Tarek Skubal against Daniel Lynch, the fourth. So Vargas at the plate representing the tying run. Will bat from the right-hand side for the first time tonight against the lefty. First pitch from Eli. And has Vargas lunging at a changeup. No balls and one strike. Rockies and Astros will get underway in about 15 minutes in Colorado. Jake Bird for the Rockies, Hunter Brown for the Astros. The 0-1. And again, Vargas can't show patience. Reaching for the changeup. No balls and two strikes. Yankees will be in Anaheim at 9:38. Taking on the Angels, Domingo Germán against Patrick Sandoval. Cal's at second, Familia at first, the 0-2. Swing and a miss, got him. Tag applied by Parada before Vargas can leave the batter's circle as Ankeny works around a pair of walks to strike out three in the eighth. No runs, no hits, two left. To the ninth inning we go. 7-4 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for all the Sunday Fundy information you need.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes four tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Hi, this is Jace Beck from Tuttle, Oklahoma, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Top of the ninth inning, this pitching change brought to you by Bi-Cal Auto Mall. Visit them 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, or log on to BiCalAutoMall.com. Day is done for Harrison Cohen after an inning and a third of scoreless relief. Carlos Gomez takes over on the mound. Gomez 6'1", 195, 25 years old from Esperanza in the Dominican Republic. Gomez making his 27th appearance, 2-2, a 5.94 ERA. As a pair of saves in five tries. First pitch of his night to Kevin Parada, fouled off his front leg. It is 0-1. Parada 2-for-4, a couple of doubles and an RBI. Parada, Lugo, Consuegra, the 3-2 up in the inning. Gomez, 37 hits allowed in 36 and a third innings, 23 walks and 50 strikeouts. The 0-1, and that hits Parada, shaking out his right hand. And he caught him right by that hand, maybe more towards the elbow and a little stinger. It's hard to tell initially where it caught him. He had to try to get out of the way, and it caught his top hand on the bat as he tried to get his hands out of the way. Very rarely do you see something like that happen. Parada on base for the third time. And Brooklyn has the leadoff man aboard against Gomez. Fourth batter he has drilled this season. Carlos pitching for the first time since Friday. Two-thirds of a scoreless inning. A walk and a strikeout. First pitch to Lugo. And he takes high. One ball and no strikes. Lugo 0-for-3 tonight. Last chance for him to extend potentially his four-game hitting streak. 1-0. Lugo out of play to the right. And it's 1-1. Final line for Cohen. He goes an inning and a third. No runs, no hits. Struck out three of the four he faced. 20 pitches and 13 strikes. Wynn picks up the 1-1. Lugo pulls it on the ground. Scooped on the forehand at third by Torrey Alba. On his second for one over to first, double play. Beautifully turned. A forehand scoop by Torrey Alba. The jump throw to Cowles at second. And Cal's able to make a quick transfer and throw to get Lugo at first. So just like that, the leadoff hit by pitch is erased. And now Stanley Consuegra, 0-for-4 tonight, fly to right his last time. And the breaking ball from Gomez slides in for strike one. Only scores we haven't told you about in the big leagues tonight. The 2-9-40 starts. A's and Red Sox from Oakland. Luis Medina, the former Renegade, against Joe Jakes. Bullpen day for the Red Sox. Mariners hosting the Twins. Brian Wu against Bailey Ober. The 1-1. And Consuegra pulls it foul. Just wide of the third base back. It is quickly 0-2. Renegades will have the bottom third of their lineup due up in the home ninth. Henson, Richardson, and Torrey Alba, if anyone reaches back to the top with Spencer Jones and Ben Cowles. Looks like Paul Gervais will come on and pitch that ninth inning as he continues to ready himself down the left field line. The Mets have added more to their lead now against the White Sox. How about DJ Stewart, a solo home run, his first as a Met? 1-2, Consuegra line drive, caught by the leaping shortstop Vargas to his left to end the inning. Consuegra hit it well, but Vargas able to read it perfectly, timed his jump beautifully as well. And Gomez faces the minimum in the ninth. Here comes Paul Gervais looking to try and close it out. Brooklyn 7, Hudson Valley 4. Don't go anywhere on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Hi, this is Trey McLaughlin from Shelton, Connecticut, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Wind howling here in Hudson Valley, but Paul Gervais trying to bring the winds of victory for Brooklyn as we move to the bottom of the ninth inning. This pitching change brought to you by Bi-Cal Auto Mall. Visit them 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn or log on to BiCalAutoMall.com. Gervais standing at 6'10", 240, 23 years old from Fuquay Varina, North Carolina. Gervais making his 23rd appearance, 1-2, a 1.26 ERA with three saves and four tries. 16 hits allowed in 35 and two-thirds innings, 31 walks and 56 punch-outs. Spencer Henson 1-for-3 to lead off, and he takes the fastball high for ball one. Final line for Eli Ankeny, pitch the eighth. One inning, no runs, no hits, two walks, three strikeouts. A 1-0. And Henson fights it off the hands. Back behind the Renegade dugout, it's 1-1. Ankeny, 23 pitches, 13 strikes tonight. Gervais pitching for the first time since Friday. Had his 13-plus inning scoreless streak snapped. Gave up a run on a hit. Walked two and struck out two. The 1-1. And Henson back behind home. And again, a souvenir. It's one ball and two strikes. Bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. Justin Rock with you on the Cyclones Radio Network. Brooklyn 7, Hudson Valley 4. Opening game of this six-game series. Brooklyn looking for their ninth win in 11 games. A 1-2 foul tip off the glove of Parada. And Henson stays alive. Gervais, two hitless innings against the Renegades at home on June the 23rd. Walked one, struck out three, two scoreless frames against them here on May the 17th. Another 1-2. Fastball outside and celebrate a Cyclones victory. Paul Gervais works a painless 1-2-3. Bottom of the ninth inning, his fourth save of the season. The Cyclones have won 9 of their last 11 and move back to 500 overall for the season at 42-42. Fitting, considering they represent the borough that Jackie Robinson played in for so many years. We'll take a break. When we come back, recap report is next. Brooklyn improving to 14-5 in the second half and a chance to get over 500 for the first time since the third day of the season tomorrow afternoon. Don't go anywhere. More coverage coming your way with the happy recap after these words on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Since 1939, the National Baseball Hall of Fame has honored those who made a lasting impact on the game. This year, the illustrious careers of Scott Rolen and Fred McGriff are celebrated as they take their place among baseball's immortals and are enshrined with baseball's highest honor, the 2023 Hall of Fame induction ceremony. Live coverage begins Sunday at noon Eastern on MLB Network.
Calling all close talkers, low talkers, high talkers, anti-dentites, and those with man hands. Come on down to Coney Island on Saturday, August 19th. Yada, 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 you'll have a great time. The first 2,500 fans in attendance will receive a George Costanza bobblehead. Plus, there will be a special appearance from John O'Hurley, who famously played Jay Peterman on the show. There are special packages, including all you can drink, and guaranteed bobblehead packages available as well. Don't stop for Juju Fruits. Go directly to BrooklynCyclones.com and get your tickets to this annual celebration of all things Seinfeld.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Hey guys, here at Baikal Auto Mall, we always have over 500 cars in stock in our heated facility for your comfort and convenience. So whether you're on the showroom floor, the third floor, or the basement.
Over 500 cars all General Motors makes, Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac, as well as over 100 pre-owned cars in stock at all times.
And don't forget, if there's something that you like and you don't see, contact us, because here at Baikal, you've always got a pal.
Hi, this is Drake Osborne from Corpus Christi, Texas, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Brooklyn Cyclones get it done again. They use a four-run second, a three-run fourth to knock off the Hudson Valley Renegades tonight by a final of 7-4. They've now won 9 of their last 11. And are back at 500 on the season at 42-42, 14-5 in the second half. Hudson Valley dropping to 9-10 in the half, 48-37 overall on the season. Justin Rock with you here on the recap report, taking you through the game that was here tonight from Wappingers Falls. Again, we apologize for those of you still with us for all the technical difficulty issues we had throughout the course of tonight's game, at least in terms of internet connectivity-wise. Hopefully that will be alleviated before tomorrow's afternoon game, but sometimes they're just things out of your control as the Cyclones come away with a win. Let's take you through the game that was here today. And Hudson Valley started fast. It was Cameron Foster against Tyrone Yulee after Yulee worked around a two-out walk in the top of the first. Spencer Jones won an eight-pitch battle against Foster, led off the ball game with a home run. He led off the last series against Brooklyn here in Hudson Valley with a home run as well. That was off Jeffrey Colon. And Hudson Valley had a 1-0 lead after an inning of play, but it did not stay that way for all too long. DeAndre Smith was hit with the very first pitch to start the top of the second inning against Yulee. And then Chase Estep flied out to right. That brought up Mateo Gill. Now, Brooklyn had gone 8 1/3 hitless innings against Yulee dating back to his first half clinching start in Coney Island against Brooklyn on June the 20th when he went 7 hitless. Well, Mateo Gill had a 1-1 count on him and decided to put that hitless run for Yulee against the Cyclones to bed for good. White and black Nike cleats buried into the ballpark mound as Gill hammers one in the air to left. Back goes Familia, away back to the track, and all you do is turn and watch that one sail out of here. Mateo Gill, his 8th home run of the season, a 2-run shot to the left of the video board, and the Cyclones get a hit off Tyrone Yulee. They score 2 runs as well. It's 2-1 Brooklyn in the top of the second inning. So that home run from Mateo Gill, the Renegade killer, comes through, gave Brooklyn a 2-1 lead. Cesar Berbessi then worked a walk, and on an 0-1 count, Ryland Thomas decided to join in on the fun. For 28 in 10 games of the Cyclones, runner goes, and Thomas rips it deep down the right field line. Does it have enough distance? Yes, it does! Ryland Thomas, a 2-run homer. His first Cyclones long ball, the second home run of the inning, and Brooklyn takes a 4-1 second inning lead. Just the second home run of his season between St. Lucie and Brooklyn, the second home run of his pro career. Impressive stuff from Ryland Thomas as that 2-run home run gave Brooklyn a 4-1 lead. That 2-run shot by Rylan are Hal's Potato Chips play of the game. Hal's Potato Chips, New York made and Brooklyn born. Hal's Potato Chips, the official potato chip of your Brooklyn Cyclone. Stayed that way until the top of the fourth inning, and that's when Brooklyn's offense kicked into gear again. It was a leadoff double by Mateo Gill, then he quickly came home to score on an RBI double to right center from Cesar Berbessi. Made it 5-1. After a line out to right off the bat of Thomas, it was catcher's interference on Alex Ramirez that allowed him to reach. But during that at bat, Cesar Berbessi stole third. And then on the throwdown to third by Augustine Ramirez, it threw and for a career high 7 innings. 4 runs, 3 earned on 7 hits, no walks, struck out 7. Losing pitcher Tyrone Yulee. He drops to 4-6, gave up 7 runs, 6 earned on 6 hits in 5 innings, walked 2, and struck out 5. The save to Gervais, his 4th, 1 perfect inning of relief with a strikeout. Final line scores tonight. Brooklyn 7 runs, 7 hits, 3 errors, they left 6. Hudson Valley 4 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors, they left 5. Final time of game this evening, 2 hours and 29 minutes. In front of a crowd of 3,291 from Heritage Financial Park. This is the only final so far tonight in the South Atlantic League. Give you a look what's going on across the circuit. Bottom of the ninth in Wilmington. The Grasshoppers, who scored 13 against Brooklyn on Sunday, lead Wilmington 12-0 in the bottom half of the ninth inning. A pair of 5-run innings for Greensboro in the fourth and the sixth. Bottom of the sixth in Georgia, Hickory, a 4-2 lead on Rome. Abimelech Ortiz, a 2-run home run. That is his 13th of the season. Top of the sixth in North Carolina, Jersey Shore, a 5-3 advantage on Winston-Salem. Rickson Wingrove, a 3-run home run, is 15th. Lloyd Del Chapelle, a 3-run blast, is 7th for Winston-Salem. Bottom of the fifth in South Carolina, Green 5. We mentioned the Mets leading the White Sox. That score now 8-3. End of the fourth in Atlanta, the Braves and Diamondbacks in a slugfest. Atlanta leading at 9-8. Top of the fifth in St. Louis, Cardinals and Marlins are scoreless. Jordan Montgomery against Edward Cabrera. Bottom of the third, Nationals on top of the Cubs 3-0. Patrick Corbin against Jameson Taillon. End of three. Rangers 1, Rays nothing. Nathan Eovaldi against Taj Bradley. Top of the fourth in Kansas City, Royals and Tigers tied at 2. Daniel Lynch the 4th up against Tarik Skubal. Top of the first inning, just underway. Rockies trailing the Astros 2-0. Hunter Brown against Jake Bird. Yankees in Anaheim taking on the Angels at 9:38. Domingo Herman against Patrick Sandoval. A's host the Red Sox at 9:40. Former Renegade Luis Medina for Oakland against Joe Jakes, who will make a spot start for the Red Sox tonight. Bullpen game for them. While the Mariners will host the Twins, Brian Wu, the rookie, against Bailey Ober. Our series continues tomorrow morning, 11:05, scheduled first pitch on a camp day here from Hudson Valley. Our coverage starts 15 minutes prior at 10:50 Eastern time. Robert Colina will get the ball for the Cyclones, making his second start of the year, 2-2, a 3.58 ERA. He'll go against the right-hander Brendan Beck, who has been on an inning and pitch limit, no record, and a spotless ERA through his first couple of outings in the South Atlantic League. That'll do it for us tonight as the Cyclones take the opener 7-4 over Hudson Valley. For everyone with our ownership group, the Brooklyn Baseball Company, including our vice president, Stephen Cohen, general manager, Kevin Mahoney, assistant general manager, Billy Harner, and our entire cast of characters back at Maimonides Park on Coney Island, including my partner in crime, Johnny Gadamowicz. I'm Justin Rock saying so long from Heritage Financial Park, where again, your final tally, the Cyclones 7 and the Renegades 4. We hope to have you with us again tomorrow morning for a matinee. Get your coffee, get your energy drink, and your breakfast ready. We'll be ready to give you some baseball along with the morning sunshine. So until then, I'm Justin Rock saying so long and good night from Wappingers Falls.
Thank you for tuning in to this live broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets. This broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball is a production of the Cyclones Radio Network in conjunction with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Brooklyn Cyclones or Minor League Baseball. This is the Cyclones Radio Network.